We're on the telephone today with Christine Tigran, who is the director of the Center for Ag Law and Taxation at Iowa State University. Christine, wanted to visit with you about the Iowa Supreme Court ruling, the ag nuisance ruling that came out on Friday, being pretty closely watched, considering some of the recent rulings down in North Carolina, I'm sure. And while it sounds like it was a victory for the livestock industry, maybe not a complete victory there.
Right. It's an interesting decision, Ken. It kind of splits the difference between the parties, what their arguments were and what the court ruled. The plaintiffs really wanted the court to say that the statute, the right to farm statute that was at issue here, was just unconstitutional. And they wanted the court to basically eliminate that protection for ag producers. And the court did not do that. However, the court said that the as applied analysis is what they call it, still applies, so that plaintiffs still can show that the right to farm statute is unconstitutional as applied to them, but they have to show specific fact situations in order to get that nuisance or that immunity statute wiped out. And so what it really means for ag producers is that they're going to have to defend themselves in a factual hearing. It might go all the way to trial, or it might be a pretrial hearing, but the court said that, you know, we can't make this decision on summary judgment. So we're going to have sort of a mini trial as to whether there's sustained significant hardship that applies to these plaintiffs, what their specific situation is. And if their specific situation is significant enough, then at that point, the district court might be able to say, well, as applied to you, this immunity statute is unconstitutional.
So I guess what I hear you saying is it's going to make it a little tougher for people to file and win these ag nuisance cases. But of course, it's also going to create more expense for the livestock producer who's being sued.
Well, as it's been, the district courts have been just saying that the application of the immunity statute to livestock producers is unconstitutional. They really, since the Gackey decision, which came out back in 2004, they really haven't given livestock producers a chance to use the statute. So in essence, this does give them more protection because the court did affirm that, yeah, that statute can be valid. But again, it's not something that can be decided on summary judgment. It's going to have to be after some fact-finding, which again is costly. And really the purpose of the statute, if you read the legislative history, was to protect livestock producers, you know, against the expense of defending against ag nuisance lawsuits as long as they were operating in a lawful way in accordance with federal and state regulations and all of those things. And the way this court decision reads, you know, those are still important. The livestock producer, of course, still has to, the statute itself says that if they're not operating in accordance with the law, there is no immunity.
Is there any significance to this ruling beyond the state of Iowa, Christine, that you see? Or is this because we've had so much discussion about nuisance lawsuits, and it appears some groups are maybe going to use this as a tactic to try to do some more damage to the livestock industry. I mean, do you see any national implications for this?
Well, the interesting thing about Iowa is that our Supreme Court is really the only court in the country that has struck down right-to-farm law as unconstitutional. And our court's done it twice. So this ruling actually sort of brought us more in line with some of the other states that have looked at this issue. The other states have not said that it's unconstitutional to have a right to farm immunity for lawful ag production activities. So we sort of already had a much stricter application of the law. So this ruling, which allows some immunity to still stand, really puts us more in line with some of our sister states, such as Missouri that have looked at their right to farm statutes and have said, you know, this is a constitutional application of state law.
So in summary, as I said at the beginning, thank you, and as you have said as well, while it can be considered a win for the livestock industry, it's probably not something they can totally celebrate about at this point.
Well, it's definitely not going to prevent them from having to conduct discovery and engage in some extensive litigation, at least early on, as we kind of see how this decision plays out. They're going to have to litigate the question of how these plaintiffs were impacted by the existence of the animal feeding operation in order to determine whether or not the application of the statute is constitutional.